O God, who didst will that Blessed Mary, the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost, should today be presented in the temple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, the Blessed Mother, at the age of three, think of it, children, at the age of three, was presented in the temple by her parents, Saints Joachim and Anna. And she stayed in the temple with a group of 80 other girls until she was 14 years old. What's the meaning of today's feast? The Blessed Mother herself is the true temple of the Lord. Why? Because when the Archangel Gabriel comes to her and she becomes the Mother of God, she has God Himself, the Son of the Eternal Father, right in her heart for 9 months. The heart of the temple used to be kind of like a tabernacle that was made out of wood and gold and had two golden angels. And in it were some of the relics of Moses, the Ten Commandments, for example, and Aaron's staff, and some of the original heavenly bread that came down, the manna, to feed the Jews in the desert. Well, the temple was destroyed, and Jeremiah the prophet, he took away the ark and he hid it. And as soon as he hid it in a cave, the opening of the cave disappeared, and no one ever saw the ark again. That was so as to get the temple ready. They built another one later on, but it didn't have any tabernacle in it, any true ark, to get it ready for Our Lady. So she's the real ark, and she goes in today to the temple. You might say that the walls of the temple and all the angels, they rejoiced because Mary is the true and the lasting ark of God. What happened? Well, her parents, Joachim and Anna, well, first of all, St. Joachim thought maybe when she was two, they should bring her to the temple, but her mother said, because mothers love their babies very much, she said, oh no, I think that she still might be too young, even though at the age of two Our Lady was speaking and she was quite grown up. Let's wait for another year. So Joachim said to Anna, you're right, my wife, we'll wait for one more year. So then on the day appointed, they went to give her to the priests in the temple to present her to the Lord, kind of like the offertory of the Mass of Mary's life. And along with them came the cousin, Saint Elizabeth, and Saint Zachary, who was a priest and he was also a prophet of God. And so they get there to the temple, and I think Saint Joachim is carrying the Blessed Mother, but in any case, he takes her to the steps. There's 14 steps going up, and he sets her down and stands her on the first of the steps. And then the parents were going to go and change their clothing into church clothes. Because back then, when you traveled, you got very dirty. And out of respect, they had brought their church clothes with them, and they were just going to go and put on their church clothes. But before anything else happened, what do you think the Blessed Mother did? Our Lady, at 3 years old, climbs up all of the steps of the temple, all by herself, quickly, beautifully, with great poise and dignity, like a young lady. Not like little children. You know, little children, when they first start to do the steps, they do one step at a time, very slowly, but not Mary. She climbed up perfectly, as though she were already a grown-up. And the angels, when they saw that, they rejoiced, and they cried out to God with great praise. And Zachary, Our Lady's cousin, prayed, O Holy Virgin, Virgin most pure, the ornament and the glory of all virgins, thou art blessed among all the women upon the earth. And then the high priest, he receives Our Lady, and she goes to stay with the other girls. They have 80 rooms on the north side of the temple, and all the girls went kind of like a school, but it was also like being a sacristan, you know, like Miss Rentschler is, for example. She lives in the church and she takes care of things every day. Well, that's how those girls were. They had to clean everything and keep it all bright and shining and holy and repair and sew the vestments of the priests. And also, they had to weave cloth. And with the cloth that they wove, they made a big, thick veil that was this thick, and they made two of them every year, and that was the veil that stood in front of what's called the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant used to be. And then there was another little veil, thin veil, on either side of it. And the girls that were in the temple, they learned how to spin the cloth and to weave this very thick, it was like an oriental rug, but even thicker, and it hung there. And when our Lord died on the cross on Good Friday, the veil that they wove ripped from the, all by itself, from the top to the very bottom, even though it was that thick. That was one of the ways that our Lord proved to the Jews that he was truly the Son of God. And then the older ladies that had, were widows, whose husbands had died, they were there, they took care of the girls, and they were their teachers. And that's where Our Lady was, the Virgin Mary. Seven times a day, the girls all went to church and they prayed the Psalms, sort of like the divine office. And then she worked. And St. Ambrose says, the Blessed Mother worked very hard, not so that people would notice her and praise her, but to get the approval of God, because she was serving our Lord always. And Our Lady once appeared to the saint that we had the other day. Remember, we had St. Elizabeth of Hungary, the saint who has roses and then the bread, and she's the queen. Once she was saying the Hail Mary at midnight, because that's when she used to get up just to pray, and Our Lady appeared to her and told her a little bit about her presentation in the temple. That's one of the ways we know about it. And she said that when she was in the first in the temple, she prayed that she would be worthy to be the servant of the woman who would be the mother of the Messiah. That's how humble she was. She didn't even realize or acknowledge herself yet that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. Our Lady prayed with great zeal and very, very humbly the whole time she was in the temple. And then St. Alphonsus says, as soon as the ceremony was over, Mary went back down the steps, like a good child, to say goodbye to her parents. And she, first of all, she asked their blessing. Did you ever ask your parents to bless you? You know, you're allowed to do that. That would probably take them by surprise, because usually just priests give blessings, but parents are allowed to give blessings too. And for special occasions, or if you've been particularly naughty someday before you go to bed at night, might not be a bad idea. Ask your parents to bless you, and they make a little sign of the cross right here. Well, she knelt down, and her parents gave her a blessing, and then she kissed them, she kissed their hands, and she went away. And she would never go home again. Her parents died a short while later because they were very old. And she spent those years in the temple until the high priest arranged for her to be betrothed to Saint Joseph. That is today's beautiful feast day, children. It's hard for us even to get an idea of what a holy and a great feast day this is in Almighty God's eyes, but the angels know. The angels know. I think this gives us all who are here all school year long in God's temple kind of an idea of what our privileges are and however so important it is to do our jobs well. Like Mary, we live in these days of school, we're living under the same roof as God himself. God bless you, and Mary help you always to be good students. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.